Listen to this Ross report for all the updates.
Hi, I'm Maury Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we have all the latest news on the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Laurie. We're back with the roster report on the eve of the NFL draft. So obviously, all the talk is about the draft and how that will impact the Patriots roster. And before we get to a few things related to that and a few other items about the roster, we'll just talk about quickly the transactions the team made this week. And they were big. Sean Boobin has retired. He will not be in the Patriots offensive tackle mix this year. He was on the practice squad last year. He has retired. And just as important, the Patriots have signed long snapper Tony Case. His only experience in the NFL came during the 2004 offseason when he was signed by the Bills and then cut before the season began. So Lonnie Paxton having some sleepless nights this week as he worries about his roster spot with the Patriots. You all agree?
That's sarcasm, Bilo?
Yes, yes, Paul. Yes, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for picking up on that. What do you make of the long snapper situation, Paul?
Oh, you really wanted him to say something?
I didn't realize that we were commenting on
that. No, we don't have to. More importantly,
got to have depth in training camp, Bilo.
They obviously have to pick a tackle now in the first round of the draft because of the Boobin retirement and the fact that there goes your depth. And also, the Patriots did officially sign Torrey James this week. We talked about that on last Friday. It was pretty clear that he was going to be signed last week, and that was official on Tuesday.
Not only did they sign him, but fans are in an uproar because they assigned jersey number 28 to Torrey James.
Right.
I'm hearing a lot of fans that are upset that a lack of respect for Corey Dillon.
Right. Well, at least it is going to an ex-Bengal.
Keeping it in the ex-Bengal family.
Right, you're keeping it in the family. So I guess we can now officially close the book on the Corey Dillon era now that his jersey is retired. We should also bring up a note, a story in today's Boston Globe. I'm not sure if it was elsewhere aside from the Globe, but David Thomas, the tight end, has apparently or reportedly broken a foot during off-season workouts. Based on that report, doesn't seem like it'll affect necessarily the season. He should recover, but it might affect the offseason. Anything you guys have heard about that and what his status might be at this point?
No.
Or not? I hadn't heard anything about it. We did, actually. It's funny. He was one of a handful of players that we requested yesterday. Andy was working on some stories and hoping to talk to somebody. I think you ended up talking to Sammy Morris.
Yes.
Right? But David
Thomas, does not have a broken foot.
Thomas was on a short list of players that we actually were interested in talking to, and you know, obviously we didn't.
PFW luck. We don't talk to the guy who's a story.
Right. But in all seriousness, I don't think it probably will affect the regular season, but this is another year. We talk a lot about Chad Jackson. This is another year two guy that probably could have really benefited from an offseason. And he's going to at least miss some, a month or so of on-field work. So,
and
it's not a good thing.
You can never measure. You'll never be able to say, well, he missed the first three games, because he probably won't miss any games. But you never know what he missed out from early May to mid-July or whenever he's in any way limited and not out there for passing camps and running routes and those sort of things.
Plus, with all the new receivers here, that was a guy who's been in the system last year and could become a security blanket for Brady.
Well, if you had to say who's a guy from last year whose role in the offense would probably expand from his rookie year to this year, it's got to be him. He and Ben Watson are, along with Kyle Brady, are the tight ends on the roster. Kyle Brady probably not going to be a huge factor in the passing game. So David Thomas, who came on strong at the end, he had a great touchdown against Jacksonville and certainly showed signs of promise. Like you said, Paul, it can't be a good thing, but hopefully for his sake he recovers quickly enough and maybe he can be involved in the mini camp in June and then training camp at the end of the season, in the preseason. We talk about the roster now and what the Patriots might be doing in the draft, and we've gone on and on about the specific positions that they're probably going to target. They have 10 picks in the draft. Which positions do you guys think are the ones that the Patriots have to target in the draft because the makeup of the roster now through the free agency period isn't where it needs to be come the season? Where do we
I'll
see
go
them
linebacker.
Work? Linebacker seems to be a safe a
quarterback.
Safe quarterback, they only have two, and one of them
they haven't added any.
Well, they haven't added any, and you got to figure with 10 picks, if they keep 10 picks, or even if they don't, quarterback will probably be added at some point in the draft. We joke about tight end sometimes. And now they, you know, they if David Thomas does have an injury, they lost Daniel Graham. They took tight ends in the first round 2 out of 3 years a couple years ago. What do you think the tight end position is? Do you think they surprise us with the tight end because they value that position so much
in the first round?
Not first round necessarily, but you know, third round or
as one of 10 picks.
Joe Newton, Oregon State.
Uh-huh. And where roughly?
As a Pro Football Talk would say, write it down. Joe Newton, Oregon State, in the sixth round.
Second day guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked because tight ends are the perfect camp bodies. They're like linebackers. They play special teams. They fill out a variety of roles in training camp. You can use extra ones on the roster depending how it plays out. They could be active on game day for special teams, be a fourth tight end. It's not, I mean, if you draft a nose tackle, you're kind of limited in what he's going to do in camp, what he does in the preseason, and how often he can be on an active roster. There's a little more versatility with positions like safety, linebacker, tight end.
And I actually think when you get down there, you know, especially those 4 sixth-round picks, you know, this year would be interesting. I think that it opens the door to more go for that value, the best player you think is out there, because now you're not looking to fill a hole in the sixth round,
no.
Right? So if you think that there's a guy like Andy just said, you know, a valuable guy that can fill a variety of roles in camp, well, why wouldn't you take a shot with a guy like that and say, hey, this guy might be a player 2 years from now.
Plus,
I don't need him to do anything really for me this year. If a guy like Joe Newton that Tom made, let's just say for argument's sake, he's a good enough player to make the NFL. Well, maybe you do a Patriots thing and you try to find a way to keep him around without having him on the roster, or you have 4 tight ends on the roster and just bite the bullet for a while. Kyle Brady's probably a one and out kind of a player. So there's your third tight end for the future. And you know, I wouldn't be stunned, but definitely not early.
Not first round, no. We haven't really talked. It's been a quiet few weeks from the Asante Samuel standpoint, the ongoing saga since last December. He's a franchise tag guy now. The draft weekend can sometimes be an interesting weekend for these guys who are franchise tag. We've heard about Lance Briggs and some rumors that he could be traded. Do you guys see any movement on the Asante Samuel front? Would it be an absolute stunner if he signs his tender and gets traded this weekend?
I don't think it would be an absolute stunner, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised
if there's any Asante Samuel news this weekend.
Right.
I don't foresee anything. I haven't heard anything. I'd be more inclined to say the Briggs situation could somehow involve, you know, top draft picks and play itself out. The one thing I'd say is you asked earlier about, you know, positions to target. I put defensive back there because
Absolutely.
Of the Samuel thing, because I have no idea how that's going to play out. You may need an extra corner or a safety and have Wilson play corner. I think you need some more depth and guys that might have to step in and play this September, depending on how the Samuel situation
rumor
goes.
Rumor has it that the Redskins have reached an agreement with Briggs. That was a rumor. I don't know if it's official. So they're still after. It seems like the Redskins are more interested in Briggs than Samuel.
Well, it seemed like this morning or yesterday that rumor did pick up. I don't
Briggs
know.
Briggs stuff definitely
has picked up.
There's no question about
that. And that would be sort of a Redskins trading their sixth, swapping the sixth and the 31 in the first round with the Bears and acquiring Lance Briggs. Well, we'll certainly have plenty to talk about on next week's roster report with the roster expanding. But in the meantime, a lot to talk about on Patriots.com. Patriots, PFW in progress, Saturday, draft day number 1 from 3 to 6. Sunday, draft day number 2 from 12 to 3 with these guys. Don't forget about the blog, the draft blog on Patriots.com, which is absolutely rolling with rumors and innuendo. And we'll be going all the way through the draft weekend. And I don't know, Monday, Tuesday, when does the blog...
Monday or Tuesday, draft review and everything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Patriots Today, we'll have a new show on Saturday after day one of the draft, and then another one at the beginning of the week, wrapping up the whole weekend. And everything can be found on the draft section of Patriots.com all through this weekend. It's quite an eventful weekend for sure, and we know that everybody will be paying attention to what the Patriots do. So that's going to wrap up this roster report. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. Let's send it back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. That's all for today. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all your latest Patriots information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!